Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, When Helping Hurts, How to Alleviate Poverty Without Hurting the Poor and Yourself, by Steve Corbett, is a pivotal read for anyone interested in or currently engaged in poverty alleviation efforts. The book tackles the complex issues surrounding charity and aid, offering a new lens through which to view poverty. Corbett, with insightful analysis and practical examples, breaks down the common misconceptions and ineffective practices that often characterize well-meaning efforts to help the poor. By merging biblical wisdom with contemporary development practices, this book challenges readers to reconsider their approach to charitable work, pushing for strategies that empower the impoverished rather than prolonging dependency. When Helping Hurts serves as a guide for individuals, churches, and organizations seeking to make a meaningful and lasting impact in the lives of the poor, emphasizing the importance of dignity, self-sufficiency, and sustainable development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the roots of poverty. The book begins by dissecting the multifaceted nature of poverty, arguing that it is more than just a lack of material resources. Corbett introduces the concept of broken relationships as the root of poverty, spanning from personal disconnection to societal and systemic issues. This perspective shifts the reader's understanding from viewing poverty as merely an economic problem to recognizing it as a complex web of relational breakdowns. By identifying the underlying issues such as lack of access to opportunities, broken community ties, and systemic injustices, When Helping Hurts provides a foundation for addressing poverty more holistically. This insight encourages aid workers and organizations to formulate interventions that go beyond financial aid, focusing instead on restoring relationships and fostering environments where the poor can thrive. Secondly, the pitfalls of traditional charity. One of the book's critical arguments is against the conventional methods of charity that, despite good intentions, can lead to negative outcomes. Corbett outlines how traditional aid often results in dependency, stripping recipients of their dignity and agency. This section of the book critically evaluates the needs-based approach that focuses on what the poor lack, instead advocating for an asset-based approach that builds on the strengths and capabilities within communities. Through various case studies, When Helping Hurts illustrates how dependency can be minimized and how empowerment can be prioritized, encouraging a shift from simply giving aid to investing in sustainable community development. Thirdly, the role of the church in poverty alleviation. Corbett devotes significant attention to the unique role that the Christian church can play in alleviating poverty. He argues that the church's mission aligns closely with the fight against poverty when understood as a restoration of broken relationships with God, oneself, others, and the rest of creation. By leveraging its spiritual, social, and material resources, the church is positioned to address poverty in a holistic manner. When Helping Hurts calls for churches to engage in partnerships with impoverished communities through respectful dialogue, recognizing the importance of spiritual healing alongside economic and social development, this chapter challenges congregations to rethink their outreach strategies and consider their long-term impact on the communities they serve. Fourthly, empowering the poor through participatory approaches. A central theme of the book is the necessity of empowering those in poverty to take charge of their own development. Corbett champions participatory approaches that involve the poor in decision-making processes and project implementation. This strategy contrasts with top-down models that impose solutions without considering the community's insights or needs. By fostering a sense of ownership and utilizing local knowledge, participatory approaches ensure that projects are more sustainable and effective. When Helping Hurts provides practical guidelines for implementing such approaches, emphasizing the importance of listening to and learning from those you're trying to help. This chapter offers a blueprint for creating initiatives that genuinely address the needs and aspirations of impoverished communities. Lastly, building sustainable development projects. The final key topic of When Helping Hurts focuses on creating sustainable development projects that endure long after external support has withdrawn. Corbett discusses the essential elements of sustainability, including economic viability, environmental stewardship, and social equity. This part of the book outlines how to design and execute development projects that can operate independently, contributing to the long-term empowerment of communities. With a strong emphasis on local leadership and capacity building, Corbett provides readers with the tools to create projects that not only address immediate needs, but also pave the way for lasting change. By integrating principles of sustainability into development efforts, when helping Hertz advocates for a future where communities are self-sufficient and resilient. In conclusion, when helping Hertz. How to Alleviate Poverty Without Hurting the Poor and Yourself is essential reading for anyone involved in charitable work, from individual volunteers to members of large organizations. Steve Corbett provides a comprehensive approach to poverty alleviation that respects the dignity and potential of those in need. By focusing on relational healing, sustainable development, and participatory approaches, the book offers practical steps for making a meaningful difference without causing harm. It's particularly relevant for Christians and church groups looking to integrate their faith with effective poverty alleviation strategies. However, its insights are invaluable to anyone committed to helping the poor in a way that promotes empowerment and self-sufficiency. Reading this book can transform good intentions into impactful actions, making it a transformative tool for anyone looking to change the world for the better. If you would like to support Steve Corbett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.